Hello, and welcome to Climate Emergency Manchester, or CEM for short. I'm Simon Jeremy. You can't talk about plans for zero carbon without talking about carbon budgets. In Manchester, we have a pretty big one, but it's disappearing quickly. Here's everything we can tell you about carbon budgets and how they work in Manchester in 4 minutes or less. The Paris Agreement 2015 is a legally binding international treaty on climate change. Its goal is to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees and ideally 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. Countries signing up to the Paris Agreement announced their nationally determined contributions, in other words, how much carbon dioxide each country can emit and still remain within the internationally agreed goal. To play its part, in 2017, Manchester City Council announced a plan for the city to be zero carbon by 2038, with a carbon budget of 15 million tonnes of CO2. The planned budget reduces by 13% each year until 2038, when it's at or near zero, where it stays until the end of the century. Manchester City Council accounts for around 2% of the city's carbon budget. You'll often hear MCC report on carbon budgets very positively. These will almost always be their own and not the budget for the wider city. So how do they work? Firstly, it covers all of us. The council, businesses, charities, communities and individuals. You and me. All the technologies and infrastructure we need to develop to reach zero carbon will reduce that budget. So will driving the kids to school, and so will those cheap flights to beaches and city breaks on the continent. Think of it as a joint bank account. If I take more than my fair share, you have less to spend on what you really need. Back to that 15 million tonnes identified in 2017. How are we doing 5 years in? The plan was to reduce CO2 by 13% each year. In 2017 and 18, we achieved just 2 and 4% respectively. In 2020, we almost got there with 11% reductions, and all it took was us being locked in our homes for most of the year. In fact, Manchester has managed to burn through 40% of its carbon budget for the whole of the 21st century in just 5 years. As of September 2021, we now require 16% reductions year on year to stay on track to reach zero carbon in 2038. So that's the downer. What hope for the future? We have the technology to get there. We have great people and the right ideas. Now it's just some hard choices and politics getting in the way. There are no easy wins, but with a bit more honesty from the city's authorities and partner businesses, and a good kick up the backside for us all, it can be done. If you still want to know how Manchester is going to get to zero carbon by 2038, join us on our monthly scrutiny podcast, launching in early June.